In the 101.5, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. It's great to be back for another week of swinging jazz and all the other things we like to do on the program, and it's just so exciting to be back with you tonight, Wednesday, June 15th. It is a beautiful day today, although very hot, I must say. Much like the music we'll be playing for the next hour, it is a lot of hot, great hits coming up. Just to tease, we've got some Miles Davis, Gregory Porter, Ella Fitzgerald, and even Peter Kogan with a new release, as well as a few others, such as Jacob Chung. Now, you might not be familiar with this name, because this new album is his first debut release. And a fun thing about this album is that not only is it a debut for Jacob Chung and a lot of the folks on the album, but they're all young. So the oldest member of this band is 24 years of age, Thomas Hainbach, who is the bass on the album. 24 years of age, Mr. Chung himself was born in 2000, and it's so interesting to see this new release called Epistle, a Proclamation, and a suite all composed by Mr. Chung. It's completely original, made for quintet, and it's so exciting to see and hear and feel this not only new music, but from a new generation. You know, these guys are not even mid-20s. The oldest guy's 24, so they're in their early 20s starting up a new age in Canadian jazz music, and we love to see that. It's a very talented group. You don't just get a quintet, although a quintet of newcomers not making something exciting, right? They're coming in, they're going to make a point. And that point is well strung across. It is that they are right here, right now, and they play hard, and they believe in swing, and that this is jazz in Canada. That's what they're saying, with Jacob Chung, the leader, on the tenor saxophone, Christian Antonacci on the trumpet, Felix Fox Pappas on the piano, Thomas Hainbach, as I said, on the bass, and Petros Anagnostakos on the drums. It's really an exciting album. It's coming of age, almost, for a lot of the players with this debut album, but for the music that they are playing. It's reflecting on the joy of the gospel message through a commitment to the spirit of swing, which is like what we like to hear on this kind of show. We want a commitment to swing, and we're about to get that right here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. So stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up, but for right now, here's Jacob Chung with his new release, Epistle, on Indie 101.5. Thank you.
your hands now. Let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hit the banks of that hard dry land. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Clap your hands now.
Indie 101.5, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. pleasure to be back. I hope you enjoyed that break. We had Jacob Chung there with his new release, Epistle. The album is called Epistle. The song was called Triage. And it, you could really tell that new age swing coming in there, I think. And followed by that, we had Miles Davis with My Ship. And after that was Gregory Porter with Liquid Spirit, a Claptone remix, another modern jazz gospel-inspired song. It was really swinging there, too, with the remix. So you love to see a good variety of stuff going on there, and some really talented individuals. It still blows my mind with the Jacob Chung Quintet, I suppose, is just that they're all so young, they're all so fresh, they're... You know, this is their experience as they're getting into the game with their debut album, Epistle. And as I promised, we would have some other new stuff this hour. Although this one is not too new. That is to say, if you recall last week, we played a single, and now we have another one, this one, a fresh one. This new song is from 1958. August 16th, 1958, to be exact. So almost 70 years coming up. That's exciting. It's Ella Fitzgerald live at the Hollywood Bowl. And the Hollywood Bowl actually is celebrating its centennial anniversary today. It was, or not today, but this year. It was erected in 1922, so July 11th, 1922, so it will be soon. But yes, this single that we'll have for you here is from an album that was just found in someone's private collection, and they're deciding to release it, and it's all Ella Fitzgerald from 1958. She performed a concert there at the Hollywood Bowl to, I guess, promote her new album at the time, which was Songs from the Irving Berlin Songbook. Featuring You're Laughing at Me, Get Thee Behind Me, Satan, and last week we played Putting on the Ritz for You, one of the singles that has been released for this album, which has come out. So it's very exciting to get this new music from such a legendary artist and just a great band as well. The orchestra at the Hollywood Bowl was pretty renowned, and in the 1950s, I think the Bowl was really at its peak. In 1956, I believe it was, there was a jazz at the Philharmonic program, which featured Ella Fitzgerald, Art Tatum, Oscar Peterson, and Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars, and it became the best attended event of the venue's history up until today. It's like the Hollywood Bowl is still going, it's still used. This is still the best attended event at that venue. And it's no wonder, because there's such talent there. How could you pass it up? And it's been the home of many other big names, such as the Beatles, Steppenwolf. In 1980s, the Monty Python was there putting on a little stint, and even Prince. Everyone who's anyone in music or comedy, ballet, has performed at the Hollywood Bowl. So it's a pretty big thing, and it makes you wonder what... Where was this secret Ella Fitzgerald album this whole time? We don't know. But we have it now, and it's exciting. And for you, I will play the new single we got. Last week we had Putting on the Ritz. This weekend we have Cheek to Cheek, another classic jazz standard. It's been lost, I think. But here it is, dug up by none other than Ella Fitzgerald right here on Indie 115.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek, heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hang around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Yeah. Uh-huh. Charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Thank you.
Indie 101.5, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Dizzy Gillespie with Oscar Peterson, Freddie Hubbard, and so many more with the bluesy chicken wings. Perhaps blue cheese sauced chicken wings. Beautiful tune there. And before that, we had Cheek to Cheek by Ella Fitzgerald from a new album that will be coming out very shortly. Live at the Hollywood Bowl, Ella sings the Irving Berlin songbook. A big title for a big album that is finally coming out. Great to be here. Great to be back. We got another new release for you here. Peter Kogan has a new album coming out just before midnight. His fourth album in the past 10 years, I believe. And it is a great album with a huge group. Peter Kogan is a talented percussionist, and he's done everything. He's done rock, jazz, blues, even classical. You know, there's room for someone everywhere for everything. And he just gets it done. He's a talented man, and his new album is really something special with so much talent. Usually I'd name everyone, but each song has a different quartet or quintet or sextet or septet, and they're all different people. So the one thing you can be sure of when you get this album is that you're getting Peter Kogan, and you're getting original songs composed by him. A really talented guy. And other than that, I believe we're wrapping it up for tonight on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. So it's with a heavy heart that I say farewell for now, but do tune in next week. We'll have more new great music for you here on Indie 101.5. Take care and good night.